Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Last night's cold front moving out. We're going to trade in our summer-like air mats for a fall one. I'll show you what it will feel like for how long.
Plus, two people are in the hospital after a shooting in Hillsborough. What we know about the investigation that closed off the street for hours. Students are returning to the classroom this morning here at UNC Chapel Hill. Just ahead, how students are coping with two scary situations that happened within weeks of each other.
Certainly not a usual start to the semester after what happened yesterday again. We're here to wrap it all up for you. I'm Jeff Hogan, and we have more information to bring you today on that topic. Great to have you with us right now.
Yeah, and I'm Michelle McConaughey. We will get to that in just a minute. But first, we have to talk about the beautiful weather. Finally, not in the 90s anymore. You don't sweat when you immediately step out the door. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner. A nice windy look at Wilson.
Yeah, take a look at this. You do have the whirligigs spinning around fairly rapidly right now. Of course, we're going to see Hurricane Lee moving off the coast several hundred miles, of course, but we'll still have some minor impacts here. One of those being breezy conditions. I'm not going to say windy, but we're going to see some gusts up to around 15 to 20 miles per hour in the next 48 hours. I'll walk you through that on Futurecast coming up. Right now it's 69 degrees with a dew point of 64. Our dew point has been steadily dropping today. It should drop on into the low 60s, feeling very comfortable this afternoon. Our temperatures are in the 60s and low 70s currently. We do climb into the mid 80s this afternoon, but that's normal for this time of year. Bright skies and a quick drop in our temperature this evening will drop into the upper 70s pretty fast. Here's a look at Hurricane Lee, and it is sitting off the coast of the United States. Bermuda is right there. It has winds at 100 miles per hour. This is the brand new 8 o'clock advisory. So we do have some new information that just came in. It's moving a little faster than it was before, now to the north at 12 miles per hour. And it does continue to pick up speed as it passes Bermuda. That's likely to happen overnight tonight. It stays well off the coast of North Carolina and then makes landfall up most likely in Nova Scotia over the weekend, Saturday night. Of course, we have high rip current danger right now along our coast. We'll have some breezy conditions here and some further impacts along our coastline as well. I'll show you those coming up, Brian.
It is 8:02 right now, tracking some big delays in Durham on the northbound side of the Durham Freeway, 885 northbound. That middle lane is blocked with a crash just before you get to TW Alexander Drive. Take you to that camera at Cornwallis Road, and you can see that heavy backup there. Right now, our live sensor readings are measuring a 15-minute delay on northbound 885, and you'll notice that all of that is between I-40 up to just before TW Alexander. If you can pick up 885 from Alexander, you're in good shape heading up toward 147. We're also starting to see a little bit of this backing up onto 40 westbound approaching 885, so allow that extra time this morning. If you're trying to get from I-40 into downtown Durham, consider using 55 as a good alternate route. On the northeastern side of Wake County, north of Rollsville, watch for a crash at 401 at Highway 96. This apparently blocking some lanes out there, and we are seeing some backup showing up on the sensors on 96 heading through that intersection. And south of Wake Forest, a crash with injuries on Forestville Road at Foundation Drive, that is just south of Rogers Road, still seeing some heavy delays in both directions through that intersection. Elsewhere around Wake County, our major routes are in fairly good shape with a couple of exceptions. Coming in from Wake Forest on southbound Capitol Boulevard, it's about a 14-minute delay to 540. Not seeing any crashes out there. This is just heavy congestion between 98 and 540. Also coming in from Knightdale on 87 southbound right now, we're measuring a 6-minute delay overall, and it's pretty steadily backed up from the Wendell Falls Parkway area out toward the 440 interchange. Reports of a crash on 440 around Wade Avenue right now. Not seeing any big delays in either direction, but I'll have another update coming up in a few minutes.
All right. Thank you, Brian. Following some breaking news this morning, two people were shot overnight in Orange County. This happened on West Orange Street in Hillsborough, shutting down the street for hours. Brett Neese was on the scene all night where it happened.
Investigators are not releasing many details about this overnight shooting, but I can tell you that they were out there at that scene for over 5 hours collecting evidence and taking pictures. I want to show you some video from the WRAL breaking news tracker to show you what that looked like. You can see plenty of crime scene tape that blocked off West Orange Street for over 5 hours. There were several evidence markers in the roadway as well. Then around 3:30, they took down most of that crime tape and centered their focus at one of the homes that is on West Orange Street. also talked with people who live in that area. One of them tells me that two people were shot and taken to the hospital. This morning, first responder radio traffic is revealing possible details on how this unfolded.
We've got two victims shot, one's at 217, one's at 215. The one in 215 is out in the yard, 217 is a female inside the house.
I'm working to learn from police the current condition of those two people. I'm also asking whether or not they have any suspect information at this time. As soon as I get an update, I'll pass it along. In Hillsborough, Brett Neese, WRAL News.
A man is expected to make his first court appearance today after police say he is the one who waved a gun inside the bagel shop on UNC's campus in the student union. The incident forced the university to go on its second lockdown this semester. Students will return to class this morning, less than 24 hours after being locked down.
Officers arrested 27-year-old Mikkel Harris yesterday afternoon. A witness captured the moments officers tracked him down to an apartment complex on Formosa Lane in Chapel Hill that is just north of campus. Harris is being held in the Orange County Jail. WREL plans to be there this afternoon when he appears in court.
And now students and staff will go back to class. Certainly a hard couple of weeks for them. WRL's Kelsey Coffey joins us on UNC's campus. Folks feeling anxious, they're on edge, and you can't really blame them, Kelsey.
Jeff, you certainly can't blame them at all. So these students will be returning back to the classroom here at UNC's campus just one day after the second lockdown of the semester. For many of the folks here, yesterday's events just brought back the trauma that they experienced just weeks ago after a deadly campus shooting. Sirens blared across campus yesterday when the school went under lockdown. At 12:55 p.m., Alert Carolina sent an emergency notification about an armed, dangerous person on or near campus. The all clear was given a little over 2 hours later. Students say the two scary situations already this year have them on edge.
It's absolutely insane. Nobody should have to go through this once. Nobody should ever feel like the fear of the possibility of having to go through this. And the fact that it's happened twice is absolutely insane.
And something else that makes what happened yesterday so chilling is that university staff met earlier that day to discuss protocol about active shooter situations and campus lockdowns. They were preparing for a moment that they were hoping would never happen again, especially not so soon. And the chancellor released a statement saying that they have mental health support available for students, faculty, and staff. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Chapel Hill.
And the lockdown happened just one day after UNC students went to the General Assembly in Raleigh demanding change after a professor died in a campus shooting. WRL asked House Speaker Tim Moore about the students' call for action in light of Wednesday's incident on campus.
I certainly think that we need to continue to invest in law enforcement. I think we need to make sure that there are resources there to protect students. I mean, I have a son who's a student there. Yeah. I take this very seriously.
Students who rallied Tuesday say we need what are called common sense gun laws, like red flag laws and background checks. When we're not on the air, you can also find the most up-to-date information on WRL.com and the WRL News app. This includes a timeline of yesterday's events and law enforcement response, as well as information on the suspect.
A dedication ceremony is happening today for Durham's newest high school building. It's the official ribbon cutting for Northern High School. Today's ceremony starts at 10 o'clock. And the ribbon cutting comes after a violent first week of classes at Northern High School. We've learned there have been 12 fights since classes started last week. A student was stabbed on Monday, sending that school into a lockdown. WRL spoke with Laverne Maddox Perry with DPS's Student Support Services. And Maddox Perry says there's a rapid response team made up of counselors, social workers, and other support staff that is able to report schools in these situations. She told us about other plans in place to get students to talk to trusted adults in their high schools.
To provide social, emotional support through restorative practices, restorative circles, through journaling opportunities, just any way that we can get students talking about their feelings and providing adult, trusted adult support for them.
And she says the district developed social and emotional curriculum in every high school to help students process emotions from events like the recent fights. She also says it's important for parents to communicate with their children about their emotions.
The scary moments at UNC yesterday were felt by people all over campus. Coming up, we will hear from a student who was working on campus and jumped into action to keep people safe.
Plus, more than 200 people stuck on a cruise ship off the coast of Greenland. We'll explain the efforts to get that ship moving again and how some passengers are making light of the situation.
And we're trading a summer-like air mass for a fall one today. Temperatures will be close to normal in the mid-80s, but we are seeing our humidity dropping. And check out those morning lows in the 50s headed our way. I'll show you how breezy it will be with our tropical system offshore coming up.
Welcome back on your Thursday morning. Time now is 8:13. This is a beautiful look over sunny Beaufort this morning. A really nice day to be out on the water. You're watching WREL News, available on Spectrum and the WREL app on your TV or streaming device. A really nice day to be out on the water. A really nice day just to be outside anywhere doing anything. It feels good out there, Elizabeth.
It does. So pretty. We do have a little bit of cloud cover in some places. For example, Goldsboro here, still dealing with just a touch of cloud cover, but it's clear in Apex and in Chapel Hill. Chapel Hill's courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant, looking beautiful in Fayetteville right now. Today's a transition day between the very summer-like air mass that we had and the fall feel that is coming our way for the next few days. The other thing that this front is doing is this is the front that is helping to keep Lee off the coast of the United States. Now, it does look like it could have some impacts in the Northeast and make landfall up around Nova Scotia, but it's keeping it off our coastline, and that is certainly something that is everybody's happy about for sure. What we will see is the potential for some gusty winds this afternoon. It's not going to be anything strong enough to cause any damage anywhere, but the winds have been fairly light lately. We're going to start gusting around 15 to 17 miles per hour this afternoon. That'll be the case for the evening and even into tonight, even tomorrow. We'll probably see gusts up to around 15 miles per hour. That's not much, but it will be in the 30s along the coast, say from Kitty Hawk to Ocracoke. It'll be gusting, say, 30 to 35 miles per hour. And then as that storm continues to move quickly northward, those winds will die down late tomorrow. Durham Bulls in their last home stand of the season, 78 degrees at game time tonight, 75 Friday, a little warmer on Saturday, but in the 70s on Sunday too as that game starts. So just some beautiful weather ahead. Bugfest is Saturday. It's the biggest event of the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences, looking at temperatures in the mid-80s during the afternoon on Saturday, some inside, some outdoor events, and a chance to eat all the bugs that you would like to eat. For real, I'm not kidding. Matter of fact, Michelle is very excited about that. She's heading over there on Friday. Michelle's making a face. Mountain forecast for Saturday. Looking nice. 80 degrees in Asheville, 73 in Boone with a small chance of a thunderstorm. And our beach forecast looks lovely. 80 degrees with sunshine and no rain in the forecast. But we have high rip current danger, and that will be with us all through the weekend. There'll be a heavy surf, which will be dangerous. You just want to really be careful out there. Some coastal flooding possible as well. So if you're headed to the beach over the weekend, just realize that that storm is sitting right offshore. 100 mile per hour winds right now as it passes by Bermuda, moving north at 12 miles per hour. And then again, on its way up toward Nova Scotia, staying well off the coast of North Carolina, but we will have some impacts for sure. A couple other systems out there. Margo fizzling out in the North Atlantic, but this next one, the next name on the list is Nigel. It's possible that this storm makes a somewhat similar path that Lee and even Franklin did. This one maybe a little bit farther to the east, possibly affecting Bermuda by mid to late week next week. That is not the final word on that system, but just sort of an early sneak peek at where it could be headed. So keep checking back on that one. Our temperatures will be pleasant through the weekend with mid-80s. We're loving these morning lows, the next couple of mornings in the 50s. Brian, are you going to grab a jacket?
You better believe it, just to join the crowd. It is now 8:16 as we take a look at traffic, and we do have this crash on the northbound side of 885 this morning between Cornwallis and TWA. Alexander, here's a look at that camera out at Cornwallis Road, and you can see those heavy northbound delays there. Taking a look at the latest live sensor update, we have seen some improvement, about a 5-minute delay showing up now, so that indicates that maybe they are moving this crash over to the side of the road. Look out for activity, though, as you head toward TW Alexander Drive. Also seeing about a 6-minute delay on the southbound side of 885 with that usual congestion right around the 147 interchange. Taking a look at traffic around the rest of the triangle, we do have some breaking news about Athens Drive High School. We're going to get some details about that coming up in just a little bit. They are dismissing early today because of a power outage. I'm seeing some very heavy delays starting to show up now on Tryon Road, right around Avant Ferry Road. So if you're heading through that area along Tryon Road between Gorman Street out toward Diller Drive. Expect some heavy backups through that part of South Raleigh. On the northeast side of Wake County, still have that crash at 401 at Highway 96. That is north of Rollsville. Still seeing some heavy delays on 96 in that area. And look out for some activity on the south side of Wake Forest, Forestville Road, right around Foundation Drive. That is just south of Rogers Road with a crash with injuries still in the clearing stages. Still seeing some delays on the sensors.
And Brian, here in the WRA Live Center, we are tracking that information about Athens Drive High and that traffic backup could be parents coming to pick up their students. Here's what we know, that a power outage is causing Athens Drive High to dismiss early at 10:30 this morning. Duke Energy crews are on the scene telling the district that it'll be about 6 hours before crews can restore that power because crews have to replace an underground line. Now, school buses will be taking students home, those students who ride the bus. As a matter of fact, students who have cars and who drive themselves, they actually can leave campus now. This will minimize the amount of traffic around the school in the next hour or two. Parents, again, are encouraged to come pick up their students and get in that that line to pick up their children. Athens Drive dismissing at 10:30 this morning because of a power outage issue.
All right, thanks, Ken. Breaking news, a Fayetteville firefighter is hurt after fighting a fire earlier this morning. It happened at a vacant home on West Orange Street around 4:45 this morning. That's in the Pleasant View Park community. Crews were able to get that fire under control within about 5 minutes, and officials say the firefighter who was hurt suffered minor injuries.
The impact of the events inside the UNC Student Union were felt across campus yesterday. Students shared their experiences with WRL after having to take cover for the second time in less than 3 weeks. One student was working at Ramshead Recreational Center and felt responsible for the people inside. Another was doing his best to stay informed.
We were hesitant to close. We saw people running, but we were like, is it a situation? Like, what's going on? And then we got the alert Carolina, and we were like, okay. Emergency plan, everybody into the locker rooms, like everybody away from windows.
I was listening to the EMS or the Orange County EMS as well, so we kind of knew what was going on. We knew that there was just one shooter, no shots had been fired, and then it was just an armed and dangerous person, so it felt a little bit more safe.
The emergency siren sounded after the incident was confirmed, which was 9 minutes after a student's 911 call. This morning, Democratic lawmakers will voice their concerns with the lack of a budget in our state 2 months after its due date. This comes after negotiations between state Republicans broke down over video lottery and casino gambling. This is causing a delay on the whole budget being passed, which also includes Medicaid expansion and pay raises for state workers. A news conference is scheduled for 11 o'clock this morning.
Well, it's that time again where new and critical information is being released to give us a better outlook on how much money we're spending on items. Later this morning, the new Producer Price Index report will be released. It comes just one day after the CPI report, which showed that inflation is on the rise. That new data excludes food and energy. And economists predict today's PPI numbers will also show an increase. That report comes out in about 10 minutes at 8:30.
Today, the man charged with murdering a Moore County woman will be back in court in Montgomery County. James Dunmore was the boyfriend of Alicia Watts. He could face life in prison without parole or the death penalty if he's convicted. Dunmore has been in jail since his first court appearance, August 28th. This morning, more than 200 cruise ship passengers are stranded in a remote part of the world. Their ship ran aground off the coast of Greenland earlier this week, above the Arctic Circle. There have been several attempts to free that ship, including waiting for high tide and a fishing boat trying to get it out. A research ship tried to give it a tug. Nothing has worked so far. The other concern on board is that at least three passengers are sick with COVID. But a passenger from Australia says she's not too worried about a COVID surge on the ship.
I don't think it's spreading. I think it's been contained. There are a few people that are a bit sort of wheezy and coughy, and you sort of try and avoid them. But I don't particularly think it's spreading. I think, you know, the crew's doing a great job. People who have COVID have been confined, and most people have been vaccinated, you know, 3, 4, 5 times.
So that passenger was joking, saying her only concern is the ship running out of alcohol. or she might just have to swim to Iceland, she said. A Danish naval ship is on the way, but not expected to get there until tomorrow evening or so. It depends on the weather conditions there. They're in a tough spot.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully they can get them out. My goodness. Well, today is the official opening of the academic year for students at St. Augustine's University. Students and faculty members will gather in the St. Augustine's Chapel this morning at 10 o'clock. The event will also be live streamed on the university's Facebook and YouTube pages.
A California woman returned home from a night out to find her home ransacked by a bear. Take a look at the mess that bear left behind. Broken jars, sticky footprints, half-eaten fruit left behind. The bear made itself at home after pushing through a locked door to get inside. It even opened the refrigerator to get at those snacks inside.
I saw the refrigerator door open from my window because we have windows that just showcase the kitchen. And I went right back to my car because I'm not going to investigate.
Nah, I'm good there. The bear managed to slip away. Police, as well as fish and wildlife officials, came to check things out. Not your average bear, I think. Fish wildlife officials believe there are at least two bears in that area, and they're a common problem. They've been declared a public safety threat as well. Back with more news, weather, and traffic after this.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good Thursday morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. Busy roadways out there. Brian Schrader tracking a number of backups. Brian.
New here at 8:26, we have a crash with injuries on the east side of Raleigh. This is on 440 westbound, right around Newbern Avenue. We're seeing about a 10-minute delay overall on 440 westbound from 87 around to Wade Avenue, but most of that is between 87 and that Newbern Avenue interchange. It appears if you can pick up 440 westbound from Newbern, you should be in pretty good shape heading up toward Capitol Boulevard. Also look out for some building ramp delays on 87 southbound coming in from Knightdale. Still watching some backups on 885 and earlier crash on the northbound side around TW Alexander Drive, largely cleared, but you're still seeing between a 5 and 10 minute delay on either side of 885, Elizabeth.
It's mostly sunny out there, except some of our southeastern counties. Look at this. Clinton showing with a little bit of cloud cover right now. We're going to see those clouds moving on out pretty quickly. Temperatures feeling pleasant this morning. It is 66 in South Hill, 72 in Fayetteville, 64 in Lewisburg. Exercise planner looking good today. We do climb into the mid 80s this afternoon, but all day long, our humidity will drop and it does stay dry.
All right, thanks, Elizabeth. A suspect is expected to make his first court appearance today after police say he waved a gun at a store on UNC's campus. It forced the university to go on its second lockdown in just over 2 weeks. Officers arrested 27-year-old Mikael Harris yesterday afternoon. Coming up next for us on Fox 50, it's going to be cooler today. Elizabeth will give us the timeline of our fall-like weather. And then up next on Today, country superstar Carrie Underwood performs live on the Plaza.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Breaking at 8:30, we have a crash on the Beltline, creating some pretty big delays on the east side of Raleigh. I'll show you which exits you want to avoid this morning.
And our front has moved on by, leaving sunshine for most of us and breezy conditions like you can see here in Wilson. We'll talk about what some of the minor impacts will be here as the hurricane moves off our coast.
Plus, two people are in the hospital after a shooting in Hillsborough. What we know about the investigation that closed off that street for hours.
Students are returning to the classroom here at UNC's campus just one day after the second lockdown of the semester. Just ahead, how students are coping with the two scary situations that happened within weeks of each other.
8:30 is the time right now on our Thursday morning. Thanks for making us part of your routine. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. There's still a lot of news to get to for you on this Thursday, this sunny, beautiful Thursday. I walked in this morning and you almost needed the light sweater. I was like, yes, we're finally
That's a little extra just yet, you know. Still a little humid. But, yeah, that turn to fall,
yeah,
so nice.
So nice.
Perfect time of year.
Yeah. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner tells us how hot or how high of a temperature we're going to get to today.
Michelle's going to be coming in her big puffy tomorrow. Our temperature is dropping to the 50s. It's going to be a big change. Of course, we have our hurricane that's moving off the coast over the next 24 hours. Really minor impacts for us here, but you can see the whirligig spinning around. We'll see some wind gusts at 15 to 20 miles per hour this afternoon and into tomorrow morning, which is not much, but it hasn't been breezy for a while. Right now it is 69 with a dew point of 64. That dew point continues to fall, making it feel pretty comfortable. We're looking at 72 in Fayetteville and 71 in Clinton, but elsewhere we're still in the 60s, 70 in Southern Pines, but we're looking at mid to upper 60s from at least the Triangle area northward right now. Hour by hour, we do climb into the mid 80s, which is normal for this time of year, but our humidity will steadily drop during the day today, making it feel comfortable. And this evening it's going to feel really nice by 6 o'clock, 78 degrees. It's dry for the next few days, but I'll show you why we could see a little shower on Sunday coming up, Brian.
Elizabeth, 8:32 right now. Going to head out to the Beltline, 440 westbound with a crash at the New Bern Avenue interchange. Here's a look at a still image from that camera. And this apparently is a crash involving injuries. Kind of hard to see exactly what's going on there, but I think it's safe to assume that the median is blocked, maybe that left lane on 440 westbound. Seeing some pretty heavy delays this morning as you head from 87 and Poole Road out toward the New Bern Avenue interchange. Right now, overall on 440 westbound from 87 around to Wade Avenue, we're picking up an 8-minute delay. Most of that, though, is because of that crash approaching New Bern. If you can pick up 440 westbound from New Bern Avenue, you'll be on the other side of those delays, and it's a fairly smooth trip from there out toward Capitol Boulevard. Also notice with that crash, we are seeing some heavy ramp delays building on 87 southbound, beginning just beyond Hodge Road out toward the New Hope Road and 440 interchange. So coming in from Knightdale, just need to allow a few extra minutes this morning. Tracking some backups also in Durham, both sides of 885, pretty slow this morning. We had an earlier crash on the northbound side of 885 right around TW Alexander Drive. Looks like that is largely cleared now, about a 4-minute delay northbound, and on the southbound side of 885, right around the 147 merge there, we're seeing about a 6-minute delay. Once you get down toward Alexander, traffic's flowing freely toward I-40. 40 westbound also slowing down on the south side of Raleigh with a 9-minute delay between 440 and US 1. It's also backing up a little bit between US 1 and Wade Avenue, but more significant delays between Wade and 540. You're looking at about 4 additional minutes to make that trip out toward the airport and RTP.
Thanks, Brian. With breaking news we've been following, two people were shot overnight in Orange County. This happened on West Orange Street in Hillsborough, shutting down that street for hours. Brett Neese was at the scene all night where this happened.
Investigators are not releasing many details about this overnight shooting, but I can tell you that they were out there at that scene for over 5 hours collecting evidence and taking pictures. I want to show you some video from the WRAL breaking news tracker to show you what that looked like. You can see plenty of crime scene tape that blocked off West Orange Street for over 5 hours. There were several evidence markers in the roadway as well. Then around 3:30, they took down most of that crime tape and centered their focus at one of the homes that is on West Orange Street. I also talked with people who live in that area. One of them tells me that two people were shot and taken to the hospital. This morning, first responder radio traffic is revealing possible details on how this unfolded.
We've got two victims shot. One's at 217, one's at 215. The one in 215 is out in the yard. 217 is a female inside the house.
I'm working to learn from police the current condition of those two people. I'm also asking whether or not they have any suspect information at this time. As soon as I get an update, I'll pass it along. In Hillsborough, Brett Neese, WRAL News.
A suspect is expected to make his first court appearance today after police say he waved a gun at a store on UNC's campus. The incident forced the university to go into lockdown for the second time this semester, and students will return to classes this morning less than 24 hours after being locked down. Officers arrested 27-year-old Mikkel Harris yesterday afternoon. A witness captured the moments officers tracked him down to an apartment complex that's on Formosa Lane in Chapel Hill, just north of campus. Harris is being held in the Orange County Jail, and WRAL plans to be there this afternoon when he appears in court. And UNC students and staff will return to classes this morning, as I mentioned, after another scary day on campus. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey explains many students are on edge after a very difficult start to the semester.
Students are returning to the classroom today here at UNC's campus just one day after the second lockdown of the semester. And for many of these students, faculty, and staff here, yesterday's events brings back the trauma and anxiety that they experienced just weeks ago after a deadly shooting on campus. Sirens blared across campus yesterday as the school went under lockdown. At 12:55 p.m., Alert Carolina sent an emergency notification about an armed, dangerous person on or near campus. The all clear was given a little over 2 hours later. Students say the two scary situations already this year have them on edge.
It's absolutely insane. Nobody should have to go through this once. Nobody should ever feel like the fear of the possibility of having to go through this. And the fact that it's happened twice is absolutely insane.
And something that made yesterday's events even more chilling is that university staff met earlier that day to discuss protocol for lockdowns and active shooters on campus. They were preparing for a moment they'd hope they'd never see again, especially so soon. The chancellor says that they will have mental health support available for students, faculty, and staff today. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News in Chapel Hill.
And this story will develop throughout the day today once the suspect appears in court. When we're not on the air, you can also find the most up-to-date information on WRAL.com and the WRAL News app.
Today we're learning more about how Durham Public Schools will address violence at school. We've learned there have been 12 fights at Northern High School since classes started last week, a dozen. A student was stabbed Monday, sending the school into lockdown. WRL spoke with Laverne Maddox Perry with DPS Student Support Services, and she says there's a rapid response team made up of counselors, social workers, and other support staff that is able to report to schools in these types of situations. She says it's important for parents to communicate with their children about their emotions.
As parents, continue to keep the lines of communication open with your children. Continue to be involved in not only what's happening with them at school, but what also is happening in their social circles.
Maddox Perry says parents should reach out to the school for support on how to have those difficult conversations with your children. She says the district developed social and emotional curriculum in every high school to help students process emotions from events like these recent fights.
And happening now in the WRAL Live Center, the PPI report just dropped within the last 5 minutes. And take a look at the headlines right now on CNBC. The August wholesale inflation rate rising 0.7%, hotter than expected. This is similar to the CPI report from a day ago. And analysts predicted that we will see a similar report. And that's exactly what we're seeing right now, that the inflation rate in terms of the PPI report, 0.7%, of course, the PPI measures the wholesale products, the products that wholesalers spend and what they pay, which in turn affects what we pay. Let's see how this is affecting Wall Street this morning. You can see the numbers. Wall Street in the green this morning as a result of those numbers coming in about the PPI report. Of course, we'll have the latest numbers in the next hour right here on Fox 50.
All right, thanks, Ken. Well, today, the man charged with murdering Alicia Watts will be back in court in Montgomery County. James Dunmore was Watts' boyfriend. He could face life in prison without parole or the death penalty if he's convicted. Dunmore has been in jail since his first court appearance on August 28th. Well, coming up, after escaping from prison and living on the run for 2 weeks,
Daniello Cavalcante is now back behind bars. This time, maximum security. Still ahead, the latest on the high-profile capture of this dangerous criminal.
And these two artists have some of the biggest fan bases in the nation, probably the world. And those fans are needed for a new job. Coming up, details on two journalist positions covering Beyonce and Taylor Swift. Wow.
Let's give you a live look out at the DBAP right now. Sun drenched in Durham, loving it, Bull City. And the Bulls are home, final homestand. It's a beautiful day ahead. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will give us a look at the fall-like weekend weather ahead when we come back.
It is 8:43. It's beautiful across most of our viewing area. There's a little bit of lingering cloud cover in a few spots, but we take a live look from North Hills out across Wake County. Nothing but sunshine. Our temperature's at 69 and our dew point's at 64. It's been dropping steadily all morning. Our dew point has, and so the lower this number goes, the more comfortable it feels. Just doesn't feel as sticky, and that's where we're headed today. Our temperature will climb into the mid-80s this afternoon, which is close to normal, but with sunshine and low humidity, it's going to feel a little bit like fall, and even more so tomorrow as our temperatures are noticeably cooler. Right now, we're looking at temperatures 60s and 70s as you're walking out the door. 70s Southern Pines, 72 Fayetteville and Clinton, and then mid to upper 60s elsewhere. Again, 84 for the high today in Raleigh, 82 in Durham, and 85 in Fayetteville. Check out these cool mornings. Our normal low is 44. We typically see our morning low right around sunrise or so. So as you're headed out the door just after tomorrow morning, 59, Saturday 55, and Sunday 63. If you're one of those Saturday morning runners, bike riders, exercisers, ooh, it's going to feel really crisp and pleasant on Saturday morning. Our normal high is 83. We'll be very close to that all the way into next week. And we're seeing a nice drop in our humidity. The green shaded area isn't rain. It's where it's humid. And so we're going to see a nice push of dry air through the day today, really pushing that moisture offshore and allowing it to feel really nice. Friday's going to be definitely the nicest day as we see that dew point dropping down to 49, which puts it right there in the refreshing zone. Otherwise, Saturday at comfy, and then we're tolerable today, Sunday, and Monday. But yeah, I'll tell you, those low 60s still feel pretty good. It's going to feel phenomenal for football Friday. Clear skies, game time, temperature 72, and then falling on into the 60s. And we get a do-over for last Saturday if you were at the state game. And of course, they had to evacuate Carter Finley Stadium. None of that this weekend. Everybody should have lovely weather for their games. NC State, UNC Duke, and Fayetteville State all play at home. Temperatures should be in the 80s for the start of most of those afternoon games. And 6 o'clock game down in Fayetteville, 79 degrees. Durham Centerfest Art Festival, great weekend to be outside. 84 on Saturday, 83 Sunday. There's a little disturbance that'll swing through, bringing us a slight chance of shower on Sunday. Here's a look at Hurricane Lee now at Category 2. Moving pretty fast now to the north at 12 miles per hour. Overnight tonight, it moves past Bermuda with 90 mile per hour winds. Likely to be some damage there, certainly some storm surge. They're going to have some impacts there. But along the coast of North Carolina, we do have high rip current danger. That's going to be with us through the weekend. We'll see some breezy conditions here this afternoon and tomorrow, gusting 15 to 20 miles per hour, which is not a lot, but just a little breezy. The storm makes landfall over the weekend there at Nova Scotia as a tropical storm. It's going to be beautiful weather at the beach. If you were thinking about going, I would plan to stay out of the water this weekend with that high rip current danger. We may have some erosion and definitely some high surf. It's looking pleasant temperature-wise all the way into the middle of next week and pretty dry, too, Brian, except for Sunday.
All right, Elizabeth, here at 8:46. I want to update you about that crash on the Beltline. Good news, all clear now. Traffic flowing on that westbound side pretty freely. About a four-minute delay overall from 87 around to Wade Avenue. We are tracking some other delays this morning. Did want to zoom into that area where you can see the backups because of that crash. And once you get to Capitol Boulevard, it's moving along well. Also, 87 southbound has cleared up nicely, leaving Knightdale heading into East Raleigh. We do have a report of a minor crash on Wade Avenue right around the Edwards Mill Road area, and you can see some backups there on that outbound side of Wade Avenue heading away from 440 through the Blue Ridge Road and Edwards Mill Road interchanges toward that I-40 merge. That, along with a little bit of a backup on 40 westbound between US 1 and Wade Avenue. Just a heads up, leaving West Raleigh this morning, you're going to run into some delays. Once you get to the Harrison Avenue interchange, though, 40 westbound is wide open heading toward the airport and beyond. Still have that a little bit of a backup on 885 in both directions between 147 and I-40 right now, about a five-minute delay on either side.
Brian, thanks for that. This morning, we are hearing from people who knew the U.S. Army reservist who was shot and killed by a Wilson County sheriff's deputy. 22-year-old Lamora Spate Jr. was shot and killed at home in Saratoga Sunday. The sheriff's office says they were called to the home because Spate was having a mental health crisis. They say deputies tried to de-escalate the situation, but Spate put one of them in a headlock and reached for his gun. That's when another deputy shot and killed him. Spate's high school football coach remembers him as a smart, quiet kid with a magnetic personality.
This kid was just like, you had no choice but to gravitate to this kid. Quiet, run through a wall for you. He was very, very, very smart at school.
WRL has asked if any deputies involved are on leave while the SBI investigates, and we're waiting for a response on that.
DNA evidence helped police make an arrest in a rape case from more than 25 years ago. Fayetteville police say they now have 55-year-old Linford Moore in custody in connection to a 1997 rape. He was arrested yesterday in Hope Mills. Moore is charged with first-degree rape, kidnapping, and felony breaking and entering.
We have a better idea now of COVID's recent impact on North Carolina, and the numbers aren't good. They're new, and they show that the virus has soared across the state. 638 people are in the hospital right now with COVID statewide. It's a 29% jump from last week. Wastewater data shows the rate of the virus is second highest so far this year. Updated COVID-19 vaccines should be available in North Carolina within the next few days. This comes after the CDC gave the green light for updated vaccines earlier this week. This year, though, the federal government isn't covering the cost for everyone, but health insurance will pay in most cases. There are programs for people who want a vaccine but are uninsured or underinsured.
After a two-week manhunt, the convicted murderer who escaped from a Pennsylvania prison is now back behind bars, this time at a maximum security facility. Danilo Cavalcante was arrested Wednesday morning after police found him in a wooded area about 30 miles from the county prison where he escaped from. Following his capture, he was taken to a state correctional institution where he'll serve his life sentence for first-degree murder. In addition to that, Cavalcante has been charged with felony escape. He's expected to be in court again for a preliminary hearing on September 27th.
A major disruption to the U.S. auto industry could come at midnight as workers prepare to strike over contract negotiations. The United Auto Workers Union is demanding a 46% pay increase over 4 years and better benefits. If a deal isn't made by midnight, workers will walk off the job at specific facilities and from specific positions, targeted to cause the biggest disruption to the main three auto manufacturers.
I'll go on strike for anything to make sure that the folks that are coming in after me are going to have a livable wage and a future. Like, this was a career when I first started, and now it's just a job.
The union represents roughly 146,000 auto workers. The latest offer from the big three, GM, Ford, and Stellantis, includes pay increases ranging from 17 and 20% over 4 years. Currently, U.S.-based auto workers can make as much as $67 per hour.
Voters in Harnett County have some registration deadlines to keep in mind for municipal elections. People in Dunn and Irwin have until tomorrow to register for Election Day. Andrew, Coates, and Lillington voters have until October 13th. You can find other election information like early voting and registration information on Harnett County's website. Models with disabilities are in the spotlight during New York Fashion Week. The Runway of Dreams Foundation held a fashion show yesterday featuring models wearing clothing that are adaptive to their disabilities. The charity works with fashion brands to create easier access to clothing, mainly for those who don't have as much variety available to them. Tommy Hilfiger, Adidas, Victoria's Secret, and more brands participated in the new collection.
The song called Better Place is part of the upcoming Trolls Band Together movie, and fans got a sneak peek of the song in the new trailer released at midnight. Oh, you know that sound if you don't know the song. The announcement comes just a day after the band reunited at the 2023 MTV Video Music Awards. NSYNC. Justin Timberlake will voice the role of Branch in the movie, a role he has played since 2016.
I love it. All right, it's time to ring the alarm and get in formation. Beyonce has a job opening, and it could be yours. Gannett, the nation's biggest newspaper chain, is looking for a reporter who will capture the music, the fashion, cultural, and economic influence of Queen Bey. You'll need at least a bachelor's degree in communications, journalism, or marketing, as well as 5 years in a digital-first newsroom. The position is remote, but you must be willing to travel internationally, or you could risk being pushed to the left.
Gannett is also hiring for a Taylor Swift reporter position. They will write for USA Today and The Tennessean. The company says it wants a journalist who can capture the significance of the record-breaking star's music, legacy, and cultural and economic influence. I think there's plenty there to write about between those two, huh?
I just want to know how many applications they're going to get. They should make that public and say, well, we have 5 million applications, but only one person, and, you know,
a lucky person.
It'll be flooded.
Yes.
Fight nice. Final look at your winning NC Education lottery numbers right now.